stop right there. Now, who has stumbled into my cave? A treasure hunter, or perhaps a monster hunter? Who are you? I didn't ask if you were a threat. I asked, who are you? A traveler? I hate to break it to you, but whatever you're looking for is not here. This is my sanctum, my home. There's nothing here for you, or anyone else. But the traveler insists. What do you seek, then? Of course, the same as any human. You seek the scales of pure silver. The scales that belong to the legendary Silver Serpent. What makes you think you'll find her here? Yes, this cave does match the description from the myths. A lonely mountain with a cleft near the summit. Fine, traveler. You are correct. This is that mountain. And I am the Silver Serpent. You seem surprised. Did you believe I was human? My tail? Those are lovely words, but I'm afraid your compliments will get you nowhere. I have no intention to surrender any of my scales to the likes of you. Why would I? The men who have sought me desired my scales to fulfill their selfish desires, just like you. You're here seeking fortune and fame, aren't you? To return to your town with my head fisted in one of your hands and my scales in the other? And what should make you so different? A plague has brought you here? Traveler, speak truly now from your heart. Have you any other choice? No. Tell me, where's the rest of your group? There's only you, and you've traveled a fortnight merely to chase a legend, a rumor, for a cure. You've devoted yourself to your people in their time of need, and they called you selfish. I would never have said that if I had known how selfless you really are. You are the only man who has sought the scales of silver for their healing properties. I thought that the knowledge of their true power had been erased by the legends of their beauty. But you are not here for wealth nor title. You are so far away from home, from plagued loved ones who need you. I know that I chose a well-hidden cave. It can't have been easy to find me. I admire your determination. It's visible in your gaze, as is your pain. Your eyes are very expressive for a human. I don't see greed or evil. I just see a gentle boy who wants to save his people. I can see that you are truthful and honest, noble, selfless. I have decided. I will help your people. The warmth of your heart is radiant. It touched me, and it has proven my suspicion that men covet my scales solely for power to be incorrect. I will help your people, but I need something in return. You. Yes, I want you in exchange for my scales. I want you to return to my cave once you deliver my cure, and I want you to be my mate, my husband. You hesitate, traveler. Rest assured, I have no desire to bring harm to such a kind man. I simply wish for you to give yourself to me. To give me children. I have lived in solitude for so long. My deepest desire is to have someone to spend my life with. I promise on all the stars in the sky that I can make you happy. I know it is a difficult choice, but I fear this is the only condition I will accept. Do you agree with this proposal? You do? Then it is settled. You will have my scales. You will be my mate. And you'll return to me after your village is saved. But first, come. Come here, traveler. I wish to hold you now. Now that you are my husband. There, there, dear. I promise that I will make you happy. Just as happy as you've made me. The truth is, I'm ecstatic that you said yes. I know that I sounded very cold at first, but I have been missing companionship in my life for so long. I've met selfish man after selfish man, so when I felt how honest and sincere you were, I knew that I needed to have you. Holding you closely like this, it's the warmest I've ever felt in my life. Your touch, it melts my heart and heats my scales. May I kiss you? Oh, thank you. Darling, I felt such gentle passion from your lips. The kind I've desired my whole life. You're such a sweet and generous soul. You deserve to be happy. You are worthy of my love and worthy of impregnating me. I mean it, darling. I want to have your children. You are the only man I have ever met who has earned my kiss, earned my body. I want you to fill my womb with your seed, dear traveler. What's wrong? A virgin? You've never had the pleasure of a woman before? Well then, as your wife, it would be my honor to be the one to take your virginity. I want to guide you through your first time. Please, allow me the pleasure. I promise to be gentle, to be caring, to show you true pleasure. After all, darling traveler, my body belongs to you. My womb belongs to you. These coils wrapping around you, pulling you closer, they belong to you too. Before you go to your village, I want you to impregnate me. Please. My husband, truly a charitable man. You shall spoil me, I can feel it already. In return, I will make you feel pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. Yes, my tongue is quite long. Did you forget I was a serpent? Yes, I am tasting you, my dear. And as your wife, I want to sexually devour you. You taste so sweet and so innocent. It's why I chose you. All because of that pure heart. I can feel those goosebumps across your body, darling. You moan with such pleasure, and you haven't even been inside me yet. I'm going to enjoy taking your virginity. Tonight, you will receive a treasure no other man has claimed. You will be the only man who will ever enter my pussy. Yes, darling. My flower belongs to no one but you. I want to feel you writhing in pleasure once you enter my sacred slit. So undress for me. I want you laid bare. I want to feel your warm flesh against my scales. Darling, you are so handsome. Together, we will make lovely children. I love feeling your chest beneath my fingers. So hot. So strong. The body of my hero. Do you wish to see my chest? Very well. How are my breasts, hero? Yes, you can touch them to your heart's desire. They're all yours. I'm glad you like them, darling. You're the only one with the right to see my naked body. You're my husband. My mate. So my body belongs to you. And yours belongs to me. I especially can't wait to have your cock inside me. Oh, you liked that, didn't you? It felt like your heart skipped a beat. Tonight, we are going to consummate our marriage, dearest. I want your cock to part my slit. So I can squeeze it with my muscles. We're going to make love and become one. And you are going to come inside me. Your seed is going to fill my womb and give me a child. I need it so badly. I need you inside me. I want to feel you against me. I want you trapped within my coils. I'm sorry, my love. I know I said I would be gentle with you, but I need you inside of me right now. I'm going to make you feel pleasure you've never even dreamed of with this needy slit. I know your movement is restrained with me coiled around you like this, but you really don't need to move. I'll take care of you. I got so wet from the taste of your skin. Do you feel my pussy rubbing against your cock? I could feel you getting harder and harder against me while we kiss. And took all the strength I had to wait this long. And now I can feel you throbbing with need. You want to be inside me, don't you? Oh, do you feel the lips of my entrance slithering around your cock, bathing it in my juices? Yes, my hero, you do. Do you want in? Do you want to become one with your wife and enter her aching pussy? Then let us make love, my sweet. Let us become one. Let me claim you. Gods, yes. Oh, your cock feels incredible inside me. How does it feel to be inside a pussy for the first time? I love that it's my pussy. I love that it's my body wrapping around you securely, keeping you safe and pleasured. That's it. They grab onto my coils and push just a little more into me. So good. Don't you love how embraced you are? This is something only a Lamia woman can bring a man. Now, let me ride you, my love. Yes. I'll take care of you, just like I said I would. Let me take care of you. But you can buck your hips into me if you wish. Yes. Oh, yes. Meet my movements with your own. Oh, that's it. Oh, show me your desire with your body. Thrust into me. Just like that. I have you in the perfect position right here. I can ride you and kiss you at the same time. How does my pussy feel now that your cock is enraptured by it? And speak truly, my love. Tell me with your words. Tell me how good my pussy is. Yeah. Oh, like pure bliss. Better than you could have ever imagined. Yes, darling. That's all I want to give you. Bliss, pleasure, anything you can think of, I will give it to you. But I want to hear you moan with me. I want to hear it. Let our voices become one while we make love. Oh, God, yes. This is what your future will be full of upon your return. Our love. Yes, darling. Yes. I know you want that. Yes, yes, yes. You feel wonderful. The way you buck into me is divine. My pussy is going to milk your cum out. Do you feel how tight it is? How the walls of it are contracting and constricting around your cock? Over and over with every single thrust. Oh, my body wraps just a little tighter, leaving you with nothing to do but pump into me. This is what I mean, darling. This is what only a Lamia woman can do for the man she loves. And listen to the sounds of her lovemaking. You already won my heart, but now you've won my pussy, too. When you stumbled into my cave, you'd have never imagined you would not only meet the silver serpent, but mate with her. Did you? No, never. Never in 1,000 years. Darling. Well, now, my body belongs to you. And your body belongs to me. Oh, your heart. Beating for me, your cock is throbbing for me. Is my sacred pussy just as wonderful as you hoped? Will you ever be able to have another? No, it's incomparable. So just keep bucking those hips into me. I want to feel you lose control in my pussy. I want to feel you shake apart in my coils. Your breathing changed. Your body is twitching. Are you about to come, my love? Yes. Yes, I want you to come inside me. Mark my womb as yours with your seed. Let us come together, my love, as mates until the end of time. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kiss me as you impregnate me. Only hands, my love. Keep thrusting into me. Let out all your semen on my pussy. It all belongs to me now. I feel it. I feel it all going into my womb. You are claiming my flower. I feel your love with every pump of cum inside me. My love, my husband, that felt fantastic. It's like you were born to mate. Thank you. You have given me your seed and impregnated me. How do I know? Well, I'm a sacred beast. Do you see that marking right where my womb is? Only you and I can see that. Now that you have marked my womb, you are my mate for life. I have given myself completely to you, just as you gave everything to me. If you look at your own pelvis, you will see my mark upon you. It will protect you from any beast that dare come near you when you, leave. But you will come back to me. I can see it in your eyes and feel it in your heart. You will return, for you have earned your place here within my coils. Traveler? No, husband. Thank you for finding me, for raising me out of solitude and saving my lonely heart, for teaching me to trust again. I love you. All right, your people cannot wait any longer. Here, take these scales from my tail, and please, be gentle when you remove them. There. That should be enough for them. These scales are some of my most potent and most beautiful. You will need to grind them and make a paste to heal your people. But I assure you, it will work. You are the only human who I've ever given my scales to, you know? The only one with a pure heart. Think of these scales as a wedding gift. Now, I shall remain here, awaiting your return. I am hoping it will be a hasty one, so that I can hold your warmth in my coils again soon, and so I can take you inside of me once more. But when you get back, we will continue working on my wedding present. A family. Now, make haste and save your people.